5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I love spiders. Fanta and ice cream.
Put moron number two on the phone.
You are just a child.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Yo, the sun's out. Yeah. Hey, Bill. Right. I go down to the beach house, had to get some stuff done. It did not stop raining the whole time I was there.
Good.
Bill, what? Didn't even get on the golf course. Didn't even get to the beach.
So not
couldn't even walk the dog.
Not worth going and
zooming.
Well,
no, I had to fix some stuff.
Oh, what did you
oh,
fix?
Oh, don't worry. It's fixed.
Oh, now we're in good shape now.
We're in good shape now, fat. I rolled my sleeves up. Now, MG Mark Geyer joins us shortly because NRL Grand Final coming up.
Rugby league.
Rugby league, thank
Panthers
you.
Panthers taking on the Eels.
And then, speaking of which, that voice.
Oh,
the
no.
great... Rabs Warren.
You sure?
Yes, I'm bloody sure. He's coming on, Bill.
Is he? The voice of
the
rugby
voice
league.
Of rugby league because
we're going off half cock.
Oh, no, we're not.
Because, Bill, there's a big special on The Great Man tomorrow night on Channel 9.
Well, don't tell him who's on it, for Christ's sake, because
right,
he mightn't know.
Remind me not to. Idiot File.
Yes, surely not. We've only been going 3 days.
Oh, no, Bill. She's a full,
full booty.
Full
booty.
Hose is coming in with some entertainment and some feedback.
And a joke.
And a joke and some topics. Brayshaw, actually. Mm-hmm. I know, I've had to extend myself to come up with this one today.
Well, have you?
Yeah, so just stand by. But hello to you, old Geelong Brownless.
Hello, Jimmy boy. I went back there last night just to get in the vibe and the feel of it all. It's a lovely city to be at the minute, Jim.
Is it?
Geelong.
Which bit?
Just anywhere you want to go. They're all still very happy with themselves.
Yes.
Coffees are nice and warm.
Yes. Coffees are warm.
And I had to buy some towels there, nice
Did
and
you?
Cheap at the
Did,
minute.
They're cheap, the towels.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah, right,
Jim.
Of course they are.
No, everyone's just happy and excited, yeah, which right. is, that's what it does to a town like Geelong, Jim. Well, it is. It is a town when right. it's like this.
Yes.
Of course, it's a big city. Hello, Rabsy.
Okay, now this will get the bunker at least a view of this while Walker and Mitchell show some concern.
Milne, that's a send-off.
That's a send-off. See you later, son.
And remarkably, it happened after
here
he
we
got
go.
The ball.
You must go. That is an old-fashioned stiffy.
What the
stiff
hell?
Arm.
Right, Bill.
I think he forgot to put the arm in there.
Stiffy.
Yeah, stiffy. That's
the
all right.
Like you've had for the last week.
Oh, Jim.
We amuse ourselves.
We do. And time for a little wappy.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
A time for a rappy?
Rappy.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Got him with a stiffy, Jim.
It's the wappy bit, but not me.
Righto, Bulldogs best and fairest last night.
Yes.
Might have been a bit touch Orcs this maybe, Jimmy
it's
boy.
Orcs.
Guess who won it? Josh Dunkley.
On his way out.
Well, he requested a move to Brisbane earlier in the month.
Yes.
So he's won the best and fairest with 231 votes. Well done to Josh.
In the month. yes.
Well, that's what it says. Yeah. I only read verbatim. So 231 votes to Josh. Second, Libba. Oh, we love Libba. Yep. He was there on 211. Norton, 180.
Big Naughty.
The Bont, 174. Mm. He played injured most of the year, didn't he,
did
the
have
Bont?
So. Some issues.
Yes. And Sam Darcy won the Chris Grant, as you would say, or as we say, Chris Grant, best first-year player.
Yes.
Tom Berry from Brisbane has requested a trade down to the Gold Coast Suns, Jimmy Boy, the brother of Jarrett.
Yes, yes.
Just can't get a game there, so he might just go down the highway. At the Cats, Luke Dalhouse, or the Dollhouse as we call him, has retired today.
Has he?
Yeah. 225 games, premiership player at the Doggies, of course.
Yep.
Played 70-odd games for the Cats, and he is a good man.
Good man.
Good little man.
Yes.
Is the Dollhouse, so all the best to him.
Yes.
Some good news at the Cattery. Jeremy Cameron has announced on Instagram that him and his partner, Indiana, are expecting a baby in March, Jim.
Very good.
Yes, so that is good.
Right, so they've timed it nicely.
They have, yeah. Well,
pre-season.
Thank you, Jim. Well done. You do that. Look up the calendar and see when you... you can get one and go.
Oh, no.
Jordan Degoe remains a target of St Kilda, they're still saying, Jim. But as we know, we've heard reports that he has signed on at Collingwood, reports only, but nothing official from the club. And you know, told us this. Jay-Z Clark. Reports today that Jordan Degoe had committed to the Magpies.
Not so fast, Bill.
Right.
Checked with Collingwood and that deal hasn't been done. So the sticking point is the behavioural clauses, which the AFLPA don't like.
Must be done soon, you'd think.
He's the man, Jay-Z, this time of year.
He is.
He gets his eye right in.
Oh, does he? Yep. What? Wow. Nico Hines has won the Daily M. Do you know what the Daily M is?
Daily M. Daily M.
Well, the Daily M.
Yeah.
The best and fairest in the rugby league.
Yes.
So well done to Nico. He used to play for the Storm. Very good player. He plays for the Sharkies now. So well done him. He beat James Tedesco.
Yes.
He plays for the Roosters. And Ben Hunt, Jim.
Oh, no.
Who was the favourite from St George.
You need to be real careful with that one.
Ben
no,
was
don't
the favourite.
Say it again.
And Ben came
got
third,
it out,
Jim.
So just don't say it again.
Cam Munster was awarded the best 5/8. And MG will be on to talk to us later.
Yes, he will.
He's actually
Mark
next.
Guyer.
Yeah, Mark Guyer.
Hey, Tim Payne will make his long-awaited return to cricket this weekend, Jimmy
good.
Boy.
Good.
University of Tasmania in the Cricket Tasmanian Premier League.
Yep.
That is good, isn't it?
Yes. It is.
Still be good keeper, wouldn't he?
Oh,
very
he'll
good
play
club.
In the Shield team, Bill.
He will?
Yep.
Righto. Won't play for Australia again.
No.
No, I think he's done and dusted there. And netball. Now, here's a good story for the netball people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Australia's richest person. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Who?
Gina.
Gina Reinhart.
Yeah.
Has thrown Netball Australia a multi-million dollar financial boost by backing in the national team, the Diamonds, with a blockbuster sponsorship.
Oh, nice.
So well done to her because netball had lost 7.2 million over the last 2 years. 7.2
How?
They'd lost. I don't know.
Right.
They had debts of 4 million, had to be paid by the end of 22. So Gina has come on board. It's called Hancock Prospecting, and they are the major sponsors now of netball. So well done to you, Gina. And Jim, I got sent a nice bunch of flowers
did
today.
You? So from whom?
Secret admirer. I
secret
thought,
admirer,
Jim.
Right.
So I found here, congratulations on the premiership. That's nice.
Mm.
You're lucky Darcy Moore didn't get that free kick because you know Collingwood would have beaten Geelong on Saturday.
Mm.
I'm not sure about that. Jim is the king of kings.
That
he carries the rush hour.
That
that's
true.
All it says. Don't say it's from.
Nice.
So thank you very much for that.
All right,
that was
Bill.
Nice, Jim. And
right
that's on. Our Wappy.
Yeah. Mark Guyer.
Yes. The
rugby league
grand final is on Sunday night. Here's Penrith Panthers take on the Parramatta Eels. He joins us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, I thought I'd go back to when I played with the Knickerbockers. What are they called? Knickerbockers.
The NRL grand final is on Sunday night. It's a battle of the West between Penrith and Parramatta. And we're joined now by the godfather of Penrith, Mark Guyer.
Last year, our next guest couldn't contain his excitement as his Panthers won their first grand final in 18 years.
And they have held on to win the premiership.
On Sunday night, the Panthers can go back-to-back as they take on Parramatta.
And the grand final is off and running.
Please welcome MG Mark Guyer.
Oh, here he is, Bill.
Here he is. He's in the house, Jim.
Oh. Please.
Oh, a superstar of Penrith. They love him there. He walks. He can't walk down the street because everyone knows the nude nut. And can they do it? Can they go back to back? That is Penrith, of course, Mark.
Yeah, yes, they can, Billy. G'day to you and JB. How are you, boys? Good to be on with you again. To answer your question, of course, they have been the most dominant team in the last three seasons, winning 66 games out of 77. They have been formidable. They had, I think, eight players in the State of Origin this year. Look, it's they've been a juggernaut. They've been not just the first grade team that's been going well, but it's been all the juniors as well. SG Ball won, Jersey Flag won, New South Wales Cup won. So for the first time in history, this could be the first time any club wins the four grand finals in all football codes.
Jeez. Now, MG, you are a legend of the place. You're, of course, part of their first ever premiership back in 1991. So,
yep.
When they win...
He said yes.
Yeah, and of course he is. unlike Bill, who isn't a premiership player at Geelong, but thinks he is and walks around like a halfwit when there are premiership players.
Billy, I thought Billy won a comp.
No.
No. No. I played Saturday. Did you see me out there when we defeated Sydney?
The way I'm hearing in, like, all I've heard about in Sydney papers.
Yeah, whatever.
There's nothing about the Swans.
No,
it's all about you being front and center and just like saying, guys, this is my moment. It's off.
Marco, it's actually embarrassing, mate. Whereas you are a legitimate legend in your place, how are you going to go if you win and are back to back premiers?
Well, we're going to have a bit of a house party at my joint. I've got a little bit of a compound in the west here at Penrith, and I'm telling those that want to come over on Saturday to come over. We're going to have a bit of a punt day, then sleep over, get up nice and early for pre-drinks. then warm up for the game, go to the game, come back here after the game, go to the club, close the gates on Sunday night, and then have Monday public holiday basking here in the Panther glory.
Oh, do you have a Mad Monday? Do the boys dress up?
Yes, they do. It's going to be very hard to beat your boys, the Geelong boys. That was very, very funny. Although some didn't find it that way.
No.
I thought it was quite hilarious.
Can you believe that, MG? People getting outraged with that?
Billy, these days the outrage is outrageous, mate. You know that. Yes, they will have Mad Monday. It's a lot more condensed these days. The boys are a lot more controlled because of obviously the scrutiny, but they deserve it. These gladiators who play, they deserve to let their hair down. As long as they do it in a civil way, let them go.
Yeah. Hey, what about Parramatta now? What's the big call they've made on selection? Can you explain that to me, please?
Well, okay, so Parramatta, who were formidable in the 80s. They won 1981, 1982, 1983, 86. Then they had a drought. They haven't won the comp since 1986. It's been the longest drought in NRL history. So they've made a big call. So they've got a bloke called Nathan Brown, not the AFL Nathan Brown, but Nathan Brown up here, who's been out for 12 weeks with a broken thumb. He's a bit of a tearaway.
Yep.
So the rationale is, what the thinking is, everyone thinks, is that he's going to go after Nathan Cleary, the Panthers' star halfback. He's going to come on and try and upset the apple cart. But Penrith will be ready for that. I mean, come on. Everyone tries to go after Nathan Cleary, but they can't do it. But I suppose why it's a bit of a controversy is he's about match fitness, but he broke his thumb.
Yep.
If he'd done a leg injury or something like that, you'd be thinking, well, he's going to be short of a gallop, but he would have been. He's been playing reserves, so he'll be right. Nathan Brown's a really good player, and I think they've made the right decision by putting him there 17.
Right. What about Regan Campbell-Gillard? He has a crack, doesn't he?
Well, he's an ex-Panther, Billy.
Oh,
he's an ex-Panther.
Wow.
So there's been nothing really said across. Look, Parramatta, as I'm sitting here in my house here in Penrith,
in
about
your compound.
20 in my compound, they're 20 km to the east of where I'm sitting.
Yep.
So we are natural neighbours. But when they were going good in the 80s, we're going bad. And when we're going good in the early 2000s and 91 and this year, they've been going ordinary. But all of a sudden, they've come good. And Regan Campbell-Gillard, last night the Dally M's were on, and not one player from Parramatta made the Dally M team of the year. I thought Regan Campbell-Gillard should have been the front rower of the year, but they didn't. So that's a little bit of motivation. But watch the first 10 minutes. Remember our Origin 3 this year when it was total carnage. Yep. I think this is going to go next level. Don't move. Don't get out of your seat for the first 10 minutes.
All right.
At Parramatta, who's the MG of their joint? Sterlo? Is Sterlo the spiritual master?
Yeah, Sterlo's the... He won 4 grand finals with them, and he kind of moved on from Parramatta now. He was with Triple M for a long, long time until this year, and he's moved on. We spoke to him. He was in Samoa, would you believe, earlier in the week. He's flying back for the game. I believe that himself and Greg Alexander, Brandy, will be walking the match ball out together to start the game. So, yeah, look, this is going to be – this game, honestly, Mitch Moses, the halfback for – the Parramatta Eels, he had a really hectic week last week. He lost his grandmother, Benny Elias's mum. That's Mitchell Moses' uncle, Benny Elias.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on his way to Townsville, he got word on the plane that his partner's water broke
for their
first kid. Jeez. So the coach said, mate, get on the plane and get straight back. And he said, no, I've got to play. I want to play. So he watched the birth through WhatsApp or FaceTime
Fair dinkum.
Won the game, jumped on the plane. Now he's back playing in a grand final. So They've got a bit of a sense of destiny about them, Parramatta. It's been too long of a hiatus for them not to win. But I just think the team they've come up against, unfortunately for them, is the best team in the last 5 or 6 years.
All right, MG, how are we listening to it, by the way, Triple M?
You can catch it from 6 p.m. on Triple M Melbourne JB or from 1 p.m. on the Listener app, the Sunday Sin Bin, then the NRLW Grand Final Parramatta versus Newcastle, then the NRL Grand Final live from 6.
There you go. It's comprehensive coverage from 1 p.m. We've got all our shows. We've got guests galore. And, yeah, you can get it straight on the Triple M app. Or is it Listener app?
That's what, Listener.
L-I-S-T-N-R.
Well done, MG. And when they win, we go to MG's compound.
That's it.
Get on the froppy.
I would love to have you in my compound. I would love to have you. And you and JB are welcome anytime you want to come up.
You want me there, MG, but Fat, I'm telling you, he's in career worst.
Not sure
you don't want anything to do with him.
Not sure about the bumps. If it's gym feeding.
you couldn't help yourself, could you? You couldn't help yourself. It was going so nicely.
Good luck, mate. Hope your team get home.
Thanks, boys. Take it easy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's been good today, Jim.
No, you haven't. You actually haven't.
No, I haven't, actually. You're right.
We're going to get to a phone now because it's in desperate need.
Well, do you know what the phone topic is? 133353, by the way.
No.
Do you work with an idiot?
Who?
No, Bill.
Who do you work with?
You.
Me.
You are a certified halfwit.
Certified.
Look, Bill, there's something wrong with you.
No.
And I'm now starting to get worried about it.
Well, this week, Jim, I agree. I agree I haven't been at my best.
No, a long way from your best.
I haven't been good.
Why do you think?
Well, I think there's a lot going on. You have a lot of emotions.
Do you?
When your side wins a grand final. And you have a lot of frothies, and all that combined, not good for Fat. So that's your topic.
Bill.
Do you work with an
idiot? With an
idiot,
yep. Oh. That's what we're doing, 133353. Ring us now. If you can nominate someone you work with who's a bigger idiot than Bill, what are we giving away, please, Rabbits Bartholomew?
Home edicts, therapist, select percussion, massager gun, valued at $150. Visit homeedicts.com.au. Also got a Neverland store voucher as well.
I'm very glad you don't have to say that credit line.
No, I know.
Have a go, Bill.
No.
Just that we're giving it away. What is it?
A random prize.
Yes.
Home medic, therapist, percussion messenger. Messenger. Whatever it is. It's very good.
Massager, Bill.
It's a massage gun for your muscles.
It's a massage gun. Yeah. You've got one. I haven't. Poor old Fat hasn't got one.
No.
So,
133353, ring us and tell us if you work with someone who's a bigger idiot.
Yep, than...
I'm not saying Fat's permanently an idiot.
No.
But when it comes to the back end of September, he loses his faculties.
No, I lose my mind.
133353.
Ring us now. Best prizes song, in radio.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, Jing, I've been looking. Jim.
Branded me Jing.
And we are asking, do you work with an
idiot?
Yep.
That's what we're asking.
Who's asking?
We do.
It?
I am.
What are you,
and rabbits?
Are you
too.
Asking it?
Yep, I am, actually, after the last week and a half.
Last week.
I'm not.
Because you don't work with an idiot. We do. That's how this works. 133353, ring us now.
Yes.
You can't even work out how this works. Ring us now if you work with a bigger idiot than Bill.
Yeah.
Greg from Muralbark.
Hello, Greggy.
G'day, guys. How you going? Congratulations, Bill. Although you did nothing, but it was a good win on your
Thank you, Greg. Well done. Well said.
Love it.
Hey, guys, I used to work with the biggest imbecile in the history of the planet. He must have moved up from Geelong. But he couldn't tell the front from the back of a sheet of plaster. And at the end of the day, he was a grown man, mind you. At the end of the day, he wanted to borrow $20 off me to shout me a beer because he liked me. He thought I was a good bloke.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So I said, Nick, effectively, I'm shouting myself a beer.
That's it.
Couldn't fathom that.
You're just going and getting it.
So did you give him $20 so he could buy you a beer?
I did, actually, just to see what he'd do with it, because I'm pretty sure he would have eaten it or something, but he did actually buy us a beer.
That's funny. He's on the line. Yeah. I like that. Dan and Glen Roy. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
G'day, mate. How you going, boys?
Good, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. How'd you pull up after the weekend?
Oh, just going, mate. Just going.
Did you hear him Monday?
Yeah, exactly. Come on, Dan. He's battling to put one foot in front of the other. What's going on, please?
I work with an idiot, guys. I work with a dumpster diver.
Oh.
A dumpster diver.
What is that?
So he earns a packet too, and the guy will go and get his food out of Safeway bins and whatever, and yeah, put together nice food, bring it into work, and for the first few times, I hate it.
Oh, no way. So he gets the food out of dumpsters.
Out of bins.
Cooks it up. As long as it's, you know, that's his rule, but I don't know, that's obviously why he's got money.
Wow, that's not quite right.
That's not good, Bill.
No, I don't do
definitely
that.
Definitely an idiot.
He is. Right, stay there.
Oh, Jim.
And we got Heath from Coronet Bay.
Hey. Heath.
How's it going, boys?
Good, Heathy. We just had a little technical glitch.
What's going on, Heathy?
Well, I work with a bloke called Foggy, and I reckon he's got fat covered.
Oh, what happens?
Foggy.
Today we got him to cut the end off a hose. Wasn't working real good. We gave him a knife, and he was sitting there complaining because it wasn't cutting properly.
Yeah.
So we asked him to check the knife. He said he's cutting with the right end, and he cut his thumb on the blunt end.
Come on. That's no good, Bill.
His nickname's Foggy.
Yeah, Foggy.
Always Foggy, Jim.
Thanks, Bill. Mm. Trev.
Travis.
Trevelgan.
Trev.
Yeah, you can shut down the phone, boys, because I reckon there's no one working with a bigger idiot than you, Jim, and that's Bill. It's Todd from Bowman.
Oh,
yeah.
Where have you been, Todd?
I've got a bone to pick with you, mate.
Where have you been?
Have I seen a bloke not involved in something make it more about themselves since he had Bob Hawke carrying on like he was part of Australia 2 back in the 80s? Where you were out there, Bin. You probably begged Lingy during the week to present the cup instead of him, the way you carried on. And then we see you turning up in the room, dusty feet, Gaz man, cup holding, song singing, scarf wearing, invasive nothing. And then you're hosting all the catch functions at your two shit pub.
Yeah.
No doubt you made Isaac Smith. Isaac Smith probably had to pay for his curried sausages while he was there, I reckon. And then after all that, you have the nerve, the temerity, post a photo on Instagram with Joel Selwood saying, "We did it. You did nothing, fat." In fact, I'm prepared to say they won the premiership in spite of you.
Yes.
Nothing but pure and categorical interference on your behalf, mate. And at the end of the day, everyone else, me, Gene, Rabbits, we all win a premiership every single day because we don't have to wake up in Geelong.
That's not funny. That's very funny. Gone? I knew he'd hang up.
Mate,
we haven't heard from him for 4 days.
That's it.
And he comes up with that crap.
Todd from Bowen Heads.
Never call again. That's all I can say about him.
Yes.
We got Paul back.
I love when
we haven't got Paul back. We've got some prizes to give away.
Come
though.
On. Oh, who'd you like?
The first one was good.
Greg from Moorabbin.
He was good.
Very, very good.
Greg, you've got the Homedics Therapist Select Percussion Massager Gun headed your way, mate. Valued at $150, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Grouse, that's worth more than Mick.
That's it. That's you, Greg. And Heath, get something. Coronet Bay, like that. That
was good. We've got a Neverland store voucher headed his way, the home of Australian streetwear. Shop their mid-year sale now. Find out more at neverlandstore.com.au.
There you go, Heath.
Well done, Heath.
Thanks, Jim and Bill.
Very excited.
Excited enough there, Heath. I like
that. Was good.
He's one of my favourites.
No, he's not.
He is.
Oh, I just want to have a chat to him.
Eloquent.
Dick.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Is that the end of the rap?
Yeah, I've run out of news.
Oh, really?
Triple M. Couple of stories doing the rounds with the Cats, Jim.
Yes.
Mark Blitzars, one of the great blokes down there at the Geelong Football
He's
Club.
He's a good man.
And what he does is look after the young blokes. So he gets the young blokes together all the time. Come into the pub the other night, had all the young boys with him. And guess what they were drinking, Jim?
What?
Malibu and milk.
Oh, yuck.
Not Kahlua and milk, Malibu and milk. So, and of course he comes up, he gets some Malibu. He said, "You got any milk?" We said, "No, we don't carry a lot of milk here. We do about four coffees a week." So next minute, a Uber driver, Walker, walks into the pub.
An Uber driver, Walker.
Well, he walks into the pub, Jim, and he's got this big thing. I thought someone had ordered some food. Eight 2 liters bottles of milk.
No.
Yep. Takes them out the back, a couple of bottles of Malibu, and they sat there and drank Malibu and milk. I can't believe
that's it. It's like coconuts.
Exactly. It's rum. It's white rum.
Yeah.
The other day, you'll like this one, Sam De Koning, who is a bloody star. We know that. That Mad Monday, I don't even know what he was dressed as. But later in the day, they take all their gear off, and he's still got the number 16 jumper on, Jim. So I walk up behind him and go, "Ah, so I can see now who you came as today for the Mad Monday.
You come as me. Well done, Sam. Number 16, blonde hair. He said, no, I didn't, Bill, because I've got this.
Yeah.
And showed me the Premiership medal. Which I did
which
like.
Which you don't have.
I did like
one
that.
One of.
Well done, Sam. I did like that.
Yeah.
But did you hear about Joel Selwood? So he was at the APCO service station in Bowen Heads in the paper today.
Yes.
Somehow he left his key, locked his car, keys in his car or something, and he needed a ride from where, it'd be about a K,
yes,
to get his keys from his house.
Right.
This girl had just knocked off at the Bowen Heads Hotel. Mm-hmm. She dropped into APCO to get some food. So Joel says, can you please give me a ride?
Mm.
The girl goes, and obviously, you know, she might have been a bit scared being a young girl. She on her pee plates, Jim.
Yep.
She said, all right, I'll drive you to where you got to go. So she drives Joel to his house. She doesn't pick out who it is. No idea who it is. So Joel said, what have you done today? Oh, bloody busy at the Bowen Heads pub. That footy was on and people everywhere. And she goes, what have you done today? He goes, oh, actually, I've had a good day. Just won the premiership, yeah. Captain. Done everything in the world. Yeah. Oh, I've had a really good day. She goes, oh, yeah, good on you. What did you do? Oh, I actually played footy today, you know. She goes, oh, no, who with? Oh, Geelong.
Actually,
she
Geelong.
Had no idea.
Yes.
So she drops Joel
like
off.
It.
He runs in, gets his key, then waits for him. She drops him back to the car, so they're all right. And he had the Premiership Cup in his car.
Really?
Pulls out the cup, gets a photo with her. What was her name? Emily. And Emily just took off. But how good's that?
She Fantastic. Would be embarrassed.
Oh, she would.
Looking back on it, how did I not know I had Joel Selwood in my car?
The captain of Geelong in my car. So what a good man he is. It just keeps going on with Joel.
It does.
What a star.
A saint.
Rosie Walton in the studio next with some entertainment news. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
No, that's not correct, Jim. Don't be saying that. That's inflammatory.
Rose is in the studio for some entertainment news.
Big news today. Coolio, at the age of 59, has passed away.
No, I saw that.
He had the biggest song of 1995, the summer of 95, 96, Gangsta's Paradise Rabs. So it took a sample of a Stevie Wonder song. It was the biggest record in Australia for like 20 years. It had the longest standing number one ARIA song until Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
Wow.
So massive, massive, massive song.
A rapper, yeah?
Yeah, from Compton area of LA. Right. So he's part of the West Coast rappers.
Yes.
And he was like 37 when that song came out, which was surprising.
Wow.
He would have been
he's
a bit younger.
He's young now.
32,
though.
Sorry. 59.
Like he's past young, isn't he?
Very, yes, yeah. Yes. 8 albums, Valet. Last night, it was the second of the Taylor Hawkins tribute nights. It was in LA, his hometown.
Yes.
So again, it was a lot of his family and friends and a lot of people contributing to that. You can still see the first one on Paramount Plus. But the highlight for me last night was Pink. She got up for a few songs. She did a Queen song with Queen and she did this with the Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl was into it so much that he actually missed his mark. He was looking at Pink, loving it, going, this is so cool, and then goes, I'm on. But
how good is Pink?
She's amazing.
Very versatile.
What a set of pipes.
Mm. Oh. Yes, she has.
Oh, Bill.
Did she have a kid there?
I'm not sure. I didn't see them.
Normally has a kid somewhere, don't
they? Yeah.
Yes.
No, it's a family event, so it's very possible that she did have them there.
Oh, no.
Now, with footy gone and we're sort of between seasons and all that sort of stuff, I'm going to look at a TV show that's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving this a big warning.
Right.
It's not for everybody.
Right.
It's on Netflix. Have you heard of Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yes.
No.
Okay. He's top two of America's most abhorrent serial killers.
Serial killer.
Bad, bad, bad. Bad news.
I don't like these shows straight away.
He murdered 17 men between 1978 and 1991 and did awful, awful things to them. So there's a show about him that's hit Netflix. It is so popular that in 4 days, it has had 196 million hours of the show viewed.
Fair dinkum.
So it's 10 episodes, an hour each. It's hard going.
Ooh. The septic tank is obsessed with serial
they
killers,
are.
Aren't they? They've
they
got
are.
An obsession with them.
Yeah. So a lot of people who are victims, or like family of the victims, and sort of are not happy that this is out.
No,
like, when do we stop doing this? It is compelling. It's very confronting. It's one way to try and you know, be reminded of these awful things that happen and why they happen. And you can just see sliding doors moments where if only the cops had nabbed him at that particular time. And it has also ruined a once great song because it goes throughout the whole season.
Oh.
AC in the Sunshine.
Oh,
there.
No.
Oh, it does.
Creepy.
Yes.
Anyway.
So,
if you're into that sort of thing,
it's called
Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. Right, 10 episodes. The last two, I think, go to the trial.
Wow. I know. I saw another show coming on that I'm looking forward to watching again, The Love Boat.
Oh, that's, I think, a Channel 10 production.
I saw that comes on.
That
the
looked
Love
like it could
Boat.
Be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A live action kind of Love Boat.
Yes. A reality type get together.
Look at Bill.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, what does that mean?
They meet on the boat and you can't escape, Jim.
Okay.
Just, yeah. Cabins.
Right. Sweet Caroline is one of your all-time favourite songs. We heard it sung this week at the Creamy.
Really badly. Yep.
Oh, just wait. Hang on. I just need to set it up.
Righto.
Thank
right.
you.
He
so
goes early.
Somebody has done a remix of it. I don't know why you need to do a remix, but the kids love a remix, apparently.
Yes.
So we know the Neil Diamond classic, and it should not be touched with. This is how it starts, which is okay. Where it began. A bit fast.
Yes.
A bit boppy. I can't begin to know it. Not too bad.
Good.
So far.
Good.
Let's fast forward in about 30 seconds and I don't know if I can say enjoy, but let's have a listen.
Reaching out. Touching me. Touching me.
Sweet Caroline. Oh, what do you call that?
Shit.
Yeah, that's rubbish. Right, eh?
So that's
is it acid?
It's called drum and bass.
Oh, right. And there's
called
stop
acid.
Stop talking.
I think it is called.
No, it's not.
You're on acid.
No, no, exactly. I think you're fine. That's what they call that stuff. You cannot mix with Sweet Caroline.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And Neil. Mm. That's it. Oh, no, I've got something here.
You've got the feedback for today.
I have. Beyond. Is listening from Norway.
As in Bjorn?
Yeah.
Bjorn?
Bjorn?
Yeah, Bjorn. Bjorn. As in Bjorn Borg. Yes.
Bjorn is listening from Norway. He's in his truck and he's probably driving to.
From Norway to Sweden.
Yeah.
In his truck.
Cool.
So. Good morning to
Bjorn. Well, we've
Bjorn.
Always had a massive international audience.
I know.
They can all download now and they listen to it no matter where they are in the world, Middle East, people in Canada.
Ireland.
Ireland. We've always had a big Irish following.
Yeah, we have.
Yes, exactly right.
Tasmania.
A lot of Brits.
Yeah, a lot of Brits.
Tasmania.
Oh, Tasmania.
I love that.
Thank you, host.
No worries.
Well done, host.
See you next week, Bill.
Good luck tomorrow.
Yes, enjoy the wedding.
The wedding.
Wedding of the year.
Wheels.
Exactly.
Come on, loose wheels. Mm.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Didn't you get engaged?
No.
Oh.
No. You know I didn't, idiot. But this is just give people an understanding of what happens.
Yep.
Bill's got an iPad in front of him because he's got a big announcement.
Yeah,
but
huge.
But he can't keep it on.
Yes.
So he's got to get Whit, our producer, to lean over and keep hitting it so that it doesn't go to black.
Keep touching it.
All right, here we go.
Here we go, Rabsy.
Breaking news. With Billy Brownless.
Our man, Tom Brown, is reporting, Jim, the Essendon board will sit tonight and are expected to tick off the new coach of Essendon, and it will be Brad Scott.
Good.
There
good appointment.
Go. He was interviewed today, Jim, by the Essendon board, and they will meet tonight and will tick it off. And Brad Scott will be the new coach of the Essendon Football Club.
Very good appointment, Fat. The perfect person for that place, I reckon.
Well, they wanted an experienced coach, and they got it.
He got the very best out of North Melbourne when he was there. A very good man, and he will drive standards and behaviours and values, as well as getting them playing really well on field. So I think that is a very wise appointment.
I feel for Adam Uze, who looked like he had the job. Scotty, obviously, as I said, got interviewed today. He's leapfrogged him. And James Heard was still in the mix, which I like. But well done to Scotty. Brad Scott, new coach of the Essendon Football Club.
Yeah, I mean, I find it hard.
What?
Well, because they're the mortal enemy of you, kangaroos.
Oh, yeah, you hate Essendon. Yeah,
so it'll be tough because I love Scotty. And I want him to do well. So it's going to put me into a bad spot.
No, go the Bombers. Go the Bombers. We want to see them. I tell you what, a huge clash in the AFLW this weekend. The AFLW showdown number one.
Wow.
Port Adelaide take on the Crows.
Yep.
And guess who the captain of the Port Adelaide club is, of course?
Aaron Phillips.
Aaron Phillips, who used to play with Adelaide, premiership player at Adelaide. He's gone across this year to Port Adelaide. That will be a beauty. AFLW showdown number one on the weekend.
All right, Fat. Jeez, he's full of news.
Oh, he is. What else have I got for you?
The Opals tonight.
Yeah, they're in the quarterfinal. They play Belgium.
They do.
At 8:30 in the quarterfinal. Good luck to the Opals there.
Come on, Rabs is waiting.
All right. Is that enough?
That's enough.
That's more than enough.
Are you sure?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I should never, ever say anything.
In anything ever.
Right now, we're joined by one of the greatest voices in Australian sporting history, Ray Rabs Warren.
He's called some of the biggest moments in sport.
The first grand final golden point. Thurston to choose from with two. He hits it. He's got it. He's got the fair goal. He's got the premiership.
He's one of the best commentators we've ever seen.
You sure?
Yes, I'm bloody sure.
And tomorrow night, Channel 9 salutes one of the greats.
Sit down. There is no party.
Oh, yes, there is.
We've gone off half cock.
Here to talk about Ray Warren calling time, please welcome the man himself, Ray Warren.
Oh, Jimmy boy, this man's been a broadcaster for over 55 years.
Yep.
He's got a statue in his hometown of Junee, and he's commentated Olympics, and he's commentated Melbourne Cups, and it's great to have him online now. Ray Warren, if you don't mind, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Wow. Ah, now I've done it all.
You have.
He can't help himself, Rabs. Every time you are on the line or he talks about rugby league, he tries to sound like you, but he can't do it.
I'm trying to sound like myself these days. I'm always blubbering and in retirement tears, as a matter of fact, Billy.
Yeah. Oh, mate. Who's going to win the big one, Rabsy? Penrith Panthers take on Parramatta Eels Homebush. What a game. And can you believe these two sides have never played each other in a grand final?
Yeah, I can believe that. As a matter of fact, I think it's the first genuine local derby grand final since 1932. When I talk about a local derby, you're very familiar with what I'm talking about. Yeah. When we are neighbouring suburbs and the arch rivalry is high, but they've never played in a grand final, you're quite right. Mm. But at the same time, this is the first genuine local derby grand final in almost 90 years, I think.
Now, Rabs, your commentary is legendary. The lines that have come out of it, everyone rolls with, that's not a try, that's a miracle, being an example of it. Do people come up to you in the street all the time and throw your own stuff back at you?
Oh, absolutely. And once upon a time, James, I'd sort of take umbrage at it. In fact, I picked on a front row forward one night in a bar at Lismore, and I said, hey, what are you doing? I said, taking the piss out of me, are you? He said, anyway, he was about 6 inches taller and about 5 stone heavier, so I pulled back. But then Birmingham, Billy, he got hold of it, and he started putting me on the 12th Man album, and he destroyed the whole thing, really. But at the end of the day, I went from being a little bit frustrated, and then I started thinking, well, you got to roll with the flu. You got to roll with it, Rabs, okay?
Well, and, mate, it's the greatest form of flattery. It's the greatest compliment when people start quoting your own stuff and they've done it with you for years because you have been a superstar. Have you missed it?
Oh, yeah. Mm. No, I'm missing it, mate. I alluded to that earlier. It occupied a big chunk of my life. You've got to understand that when I was about seven, I was imitating Ken Howard and some other race commentators and cricket commentators like McGilvray and Benno were still to come, Norman May and the swimming and all that sort of thing. I knew what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a sports commentator. I didn't need to wear the the baggy green. I just wanted to call the game. And I was rolling marbles down a slope, calling them as horses, you know, Carbine, Farlap, Peter Pan. Gotcha. And Mum and Dad thought I was crazy because they'd never heard, basically, of a sports commentator. And eventually, probably 17 years later, I got the chance to broadcast for a country radio station here in New South Wales, young.
Yep.
And that's the first time I got paid to actually do what I'd been pretending to do for about 17 years prior.
And went on for another 55 years, which is unbelievable.
That's right, yeah.
So the voice of cycling, we say Phil Leggett.
Yes.
And the voice of rugby, Gordon Bray, Jim.
Yep.
The voice of Aussie rules would be
Dennis Cometti.
Dennis Cometti. Yep. And you are the voice of rugby league. That's an honour, mate.
Yeah, it is, and it's surprising, you know, talking to people like you in Victoria, and then when Bruce got into the Hall of Fame induction at the Logies, he took my breath away. McAvaney, I'm talking about, and he included me amongst his mentors, and that brings a lump in my throat. I've got to that stage at 80. I'm almost 80, and I get very emotional about things like that now.
Oh, that was brilliant. So what we've got coming up is Ray Warren calling time. It's coming up on 9 Friday. That's tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. And what about the role, the honour roll of people involved in this? Ian Thorpe, Fatty Vorton, Peter Sterling, Phil Gould, Gian Rooney, Bruce himself, McAvaney, Andrew Joey Johns, Jonathan Thurston, David Gingell. Billy Birmingham's going to make an appearance, Peter Vlandis.
You know, you've just given it all away. I didn't know.
Don't tell me you didn't know any of that.
No, I honestly have not put a fingernail on it. I do know that a couple of blokes have worked very hard. But they've kept me away from it.
Rads, I'm bloody sorry. I tell you, he's on it.
Who?
James Brayshaw.
Bill Brownless.
Bill Brownless.
Hey, who has been, you must have a favourite of your favourite rugby league player, your favourite horse over the years?
Oh, well, yeah, I can handle that. I think Wally Lewis was the best because he won the man of the match eight times in a 10-year domination of State of Origin, and that's the top brand of football we play. Playboy was a maiden when he won the Derby in 49, and my dad let me have sixpence on him.
Playboy.
And trained by Tommy Smith, ridden by George Moore.
Yeah.
That started me on a trail of gambling, which I'm not necessarily proud of, but it's ironic that if he hadn't let me have that sixpence on Playboy, I wouldn't have got to do what I've done. You understand?
Yes, of course. I understand that. I'm a punter. I'm with you. And also Olympian.
Well, probably Thorpey. And I had a close association with Grant Hackett and Susie O'Neill. I've got to mention those sort of people. That'd be my Olympics. Because keep in mind, I only ever did one Olympics, and that was London. Most of my time in swimming was national championships and world championships and comm games. But I loved it. It was a period of about 12 years. And I think I came through as a commentator with the best group of swimmers we've ever assembled. Absolutely.
I was there in London with you, Rads, although I was doing rowing.
I know you were. I know you were, James.
Out at Eton Dorney with James Tompkins. So we didn't cross paths too often. You were at the Paris end of the Olympics, Rabs, and I was out at the bloody other end.
It's Phil.
And only as it should be, by the way. That's how the pecking order should have been.
Exactly.
Hey, can't wait for this. It's going to be a huge production. Ray Warren calling time coming up on 9 at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow. You've deserved everything that's been said about you, Rabs. You're a bloody legend, and we're going to enjoy tomorrow night.
I hope you do, mate, and it's lovely to catch up with you and Billy, okay?
Good.
Good on you, Ram.
Give my regards to that panel operator cum producer. What do you call him, Ryan or something?
Well, his name is Rabsy Warren, if you can believe that, Rabsy Warren.
Thank you very much, Rabs. I appreciate that.
No, well, you deserve the mention, mate, working with these two blokes.
And that is true. That is true. Well done, mate.
Yep.
Ta-da, boys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You had enough, or were you still going?
I think Hose had enough about 5 minutes ago. This is how bad Bill's going.
How bad?
3 day week last week.
And?
18 minute idiot file.
No, 18,
no, Bill.
Jim.
Matty's had to condense. He had to throw a whole lot of real good stuff out.
3 day week.
3 day week.
When was that?
Well, this one's 5 minutes.
No.
And that's 18 down to five.
No, it's
no,
not.
No, fat. You're absolute worst.
I'm trying to think when we worked.
Just hit the button, please, Bartholomew. So he's got his phone and he's talking to the girl that he's asking for one more ticket for tonight.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
And then at one stage, he stops talking to her for a second and then realises he's got to continue the conversation, picks up his earphones and starts talking into them like they're a telephone.
Well, I'm not ambidextrous. Oh. Tim, I'm not. Oh. I can't do two things at once.
Darcy, if you're getting married in a, are you getting married in a chuka or where?
Yeah, in a chuka, the port.
Well, have a look at the bloody boom.
the bomb.
What? The boom?
Bomb or whatever it's called, Jim Barometer or whatever it is.
Bins, stop using the Herald Sun quiz for your questions in your quiz.
I'm glad he didn't follow us Monday because he would have untweeted Tuesday.
Unfollowed.
Untweeted.
And sauce. He doesn't like these nights, Sauce. So, but he came up to, they were auctioning off.
What is this?
They were auctioning off
what,
his
what
jumper.
What was that? I was misplaced.
Oh, you reckon?
It was all a table of 10, great, but they managed to find two more seats on it, Jim, and there was a table of 12.
Great, tough footballers, and there's old Dweed.
Dweed. We also speak to Sydney Young Gun Harold Goulden, so be nice to him, Fat.
I might ask him about Sam Reed and about his dad, who's Turkey, and his name is Ebo. Oh, lovely, Harold. Billy here, mate. Do you know this is the first time that these two teams have played in a grand final?
I also didn't know Errol had a D on the end of his name. Just called him Errol.
Just on that, you've got three.
I got three, which is good.
Of course he has.
Not at home, though.
Hey?
Not at home.
Oh, haven't you got the little replica?
Oh, no.
Yeah. The little ones?
What word was that?
It was the little ones, Pat. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know what? If they can find a forward.
Richmond?
Yes, for the Giants. They've got no forwards.
They need key forwards.
Give me some else. There's no.
You're all over.
Give me some else.
Some else. Give me some else. But I caught up with the skipper, and I said to Joel, what a great day you had, Joel.
Here's another great Geelong supporter.
Who?
You. Oh. Who's just interviewing the Norm Smith medalist after your club's won a premiership.
Yeah.
So you'd think you'd know his name.
You reckon.
You'd reckon you'd be able to say
hey, well
his
done,
name.
Well done, Normie. Great work. And you're a four-time premiership player. Great work. Isaac.
I'm not ashamed to say, I started crying.
You did not.
I'm looking at him and I'm suddenly going, Hawk, you're going to have to stop. I've got tears in my eyes.
He was crying on the ground.
He was crying during the game.
He's like a big banshee. Is that what they are?
What? A big what?
Anyway, let's go to a break.
Now, Bill, what happens to your voice? I don't understand.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a little nobes. Are they called nobes?
Nobes.
What are they?
Don't say anything.
No, I don't know.
What are they, Bill?
Your tongue and your teeth. I don't know what happens.
Your tongue and your teeth.
Tonsils, maybe?
Nodules.
Nodules. That's the word. Nodules. Yes, Jim. Nodules. Well, I'm in the studio, Jim. There's no one out there because they're all at lunch. They've gone
they
to lunch
be.
And they will be celebrating because well, I think we're at 8-8. What about the Warriors? You play them. They start the season, Jim, this Sunday, of course, at John Cain Arena. Tip-off is at...
The Breakers, not the Warriors.
Actually, the Warriors would be the rugby league team. That's right. The Breakers.
Come on, Bill, get it right. Not the Warriors.
So shut up, Jim. You didn't pick that up. Tip off is at 2 p.m. John Cain Arena. What are they called? The Breakers going to be? Hey, and Listener, Will.
Oh, yep.
Two Cups.
Yeah, oh, we have a podcast, Two Cups. Guys. Yes, it's called Two Cups.
No, it's not. It's Two Guys and One Cup.
Two Guys, One Cup.
It is. Or Two Cups, One Guy. What is it, Will?
No, it's not that.
I tell you what, big day today at the Geelong Football Club, Jimmy Boy. Wow, we.
Coming up later today.
Well, I don't like it, Jim. You know what it is? It's Billing Bill. Even Bullying Bill. Poor old Fat. I never said I was a great singer. I'll have a go.
Well, you're not.
Yeah, I'm no Rihanna or Robbie. I know that.
Or Delta.
I'm more of Eminem.
What? What are you, a rapper?
No, what's the ones? White and Pasty. Vanilla Slice or whatever they're called. What are they called?
White and Pasty.
No, Vanilla. That's it. That's who I am.
Vanilla. Vanilla.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now he's...
What are you doing? What are you doing?
He's miming.
That's it. He's on radio.
On radio so no one can see or hear him. But honestly.
Hang on. Look. Go. Yeah.
No. There's something wrong. No, there's something wrong, mate. I'm telling you, he's not right.
There's a lot wrong.
He's not right.
And he's not right. No. He's very far from right.
No, a long way from right.
Oh, trying to mime, it doesn't work.
Doesn't it?
No.
What?
It's
in
not
your
the
head,
right medium.
In your head, how did you think that was going to work?
I thought about it, but not all the way.
Oh,
Jim, we need a break.
You need a break.
Are we off tomorrow?
Tomorrow you're off.
Have you told them we're off tomorrow?
Yeah, we're not working tomorrow.
Thank God
for putting
Lucy.
A best of show together.
Well done, Luce.
Bill, when are you going to Fiji?
I've got another week, Jim.
Monday. I got suggest another week. Monday.
Actually, I think I'm uninvited to Fiji. Oh.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Hey, good luck to Loose Wheels, our girl.
Yes.
Married tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Jim?
I know.
So what does that mean for us?
Well, it means it's a best of show tomorrow.
Yeah.
But, Bill, we're not attending the wedding.
No.
We're actually happy to turn up to work.
Exactly.
But there's no one else here.
Actually, don't say that, Jim.
Oh, no.
No,
but we're not. We don't want to go to work.
Everyone in the house is invited.
Yeah, we're all going, except, which is brilliant.
Except us.
I know. What's that saying?
She doesn't like you.
We've only worked with Wheels for, what, a decade?
12 years or something. So, hope Bill, it rains.
That's your... You've,
oh, no, Bill, but that means
you've
good luck.
Caused...
There's no
Luce
way.
Loves me.
No, she.
So it's you.
Because you're
like
always it. Asking for things. She
never
drive her mad.
For things, actually.
Luce Wheels and I are like that, except for weddings.
I did say to her last week, what? Not too late to call it off, Wheels.
Yeah, oh.
She said to me, Jim, what is it with you blokes? All blokes have said that to her in the last month. I said, well, you know. We've had
two blokes in the house, Jim, she shouldn't come to for advice. Marriage advice.
A little bit of bucks come
yeah,
off.
Exactly.
No, she is a magnificent lady,
good
Wheels.
On you.
So have a great day tomorrow. But because of that, we're bringing the fruity joke forward.
Oh, we are. To Luce and Frank. It is Frank.
Yes, it's
good.
Frank.
Good. Mm. Happy wedding.
Yeah, exactly. All right, joke.
Yeah.
Fruity.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Jimmy boy, you think the Irish are dumb. Scottish finger biscuits.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Jim.
Not even called that.
Yeah.
Not even called that.
No. Scotch.
Scotch
go
finger
again.
Biscuits.
That's it, Bill. Yeah. So.
Go again.
No, not.
Yes.
No, you're going to tell it again.
Jim, you reckon the Irish are dumb.
Yeah.
Scotch finger biscuits.
Jesus.
What's wrong with him?
I can't do this anymore. So, Rabs, I cannot do this anymore.
They're not called Scottish finger biscuits, are they?
I can't work.
There we go. See ya. Well done, Rabs. We got there.
You sure?
Scottish finger biscuits. Jesus, Bill. You have a spell, Bill. Have the next 2 days off.
3 days off.
We got 3 off.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Luke.